As difficult as four hurricanes have been in Florida, Hurricane Jeanne by itself has done far worse on the Caribbean nation of Haiti. The latest estimates are at least 1,500 people there killed. Day-to-Day's Noah Adams spoke with an official for CARE in Haiti. He's Gary Filoctet. He's in the capital, Port-au-Prince, but just back from the city of Gonaïves, where the situation is the worst. Here's Noah.
Tell us, Mr. Filoctet, what the situation in Gonaïves. You've just been there. How was that transportation? How did you get there? How did you get back? Is it difficult?
I got by helicopter because the UN forces has made available an helicopter for people, for aid workers and other people working for organization to go there. This is about 30 minutes. Access to road is difficult, but people can access to Gonaïves through road. Before Gonaïves, it's very difficult because there is an area at the entrance of the town which is still flooded, and only 4x4 vehicle can access to, and with difficulty.
We are reading and hearing reports about the UN peacekeepers who are in Gonaïves trying to keep the peace, and the aid workers are being attacked as they try to distribute food. People are desperate. There are gangs operating. What did you see there?
The situation in Gonaïves is still very, very difficult. We are dealing with a population that did not eat. Most of them did not eat since several days. And access to certain areas in Gonaïves, particularly the vulnerable areas, is still very difficult. Because even the water receded is in most parts of the town, other parts of the town is still very difficult to access to. We have a lot of people. We're talking about 100,000 people in need. So the aid workers have a lot of difficulty to cover everybody in a very rapid fashion.
But, sir, is the main issue now security, as opposed to security has to happen?
The main issue now is security. It is almost impossible for the moment in Gonaïves to transport any item, food items or non-food items, without security. So organizations are relying on UN forces to provide security, because the number of national policemen in Gonaïves is very limited, and they don't have the means to really provide security. So the only entity that provides security in Gonaïves is UN forces. And if one wants to have massive aid distribution, you need more security to do that.
Gary Filoctet is Assistant Mission Development Director for CARE in Haiti. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that interview, thanks to NPR's Noah Adams.